أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran, we will come back to where we left off. And this time again in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, this time Ayah 87. So maybe you could turn to it and highlight it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or you who believe, لَا تُحَرِّمُوا تَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. It's an amazing statement. He said, don't go making haram that which is good, which Allah has made halal for you. You see, the default in the Quran, or the default with the Creator, is halal. And then there is a short list of that which is haram. But we've turned it around on its head. We make everything haram, and then we think about halal. Now, this is not a jurisprudential discussion. This is a general discussion of how we think that the more religious we are, the more things should be haram, the more life should be difficult. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, in the next ayah says, وَقُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Eat of the lawful and the good things that Allah has given you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. But be God conscious. الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. If it is you who believe, or who believe in Allah. But the ayah that we're looking at here literally makes a statement. Please do not go making haram that which is halal for you. And then he says, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Do not cross the line. Do not exceed the limit in anything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Allah does not love those who exceed the limits, who cross the lines. Now we need to understand this. You know, so many times I hear this, and we make statements like, television is haram, social media is haram, YouTube is haram, all forms of music are haram. Really? Now please, go to the scholars, sit with them. Like I said, this is not a fake discussion. But all these things have elements which are wrong. But then there is a whole bunch of stuff there which is right, which helps us progress, which helps us understand our lives, which helps us gain knowledge. And it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science to work out what is right and what is wrong and where to draw the line. That is why in this ayah he says, do not cross the limits. So before we make blanket statements, let's refer to the scholars. Let's find out what it really is right and what really is wrong. What is halal and what is haram? And I repeat again, default is everything is permissible, and then we have that which is non-permissible. And so really, it's a matter of understanding and learning and allowing those who know to make those statements rather than doing it ourselves, thinking that we're doing right by doing so. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be those who are able to refer to scholars, who understand religion, rather than making it all up for ourselves and thinking that the more we say no to stuffs, the more religious we are. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.